Now, I'm going to segue right now into a report that I was on conference call with. This is May 16th, 2018, from Jerusalem, Israel. And it was a leaders' conference call. Anyway, a woman was on there from Chile. Most of the leaders were in California, but a woman was there from Chile, a woman named Charlotte. She was on boots on the ground there. And she began to speak about that Chile is very communistic, and that millions of Chileans are coming up and into California. That another gentleman came on and said that he had met this guy. Okay, I don't want to get it wrong. This is really important. The man who told him that he was part of the, I think it was Colombia. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. But she said that Peru also is, which is mainly communist, is going through a huge collapse. And also Venezuela and Colombia are collapsing, and their governments, and Nicaragua also, and millions, it's like dominoes falling. They're coming in to California illegally, along with, in South America, Hezbollah, Hamas, and Shining Light, a terrorist organization. So Peru's a failed state. And in Peru, all the their major intel organizations set up there, and also Guatemala, from around the world, because they're watching this that's happening. What is this? I believe it was in February before I came to Israel. Actually, it was in the end of January, February. You can go back. I posted it up. I had a vision of an Islamic sword coming on the west coast of South America, and these two angels were wrestling. One was the angel of the Lord, a messenger of the Lord, and the other was a dark power. And the messenger of the Lord took in the dark power, had the Islamic sword in his hand, and the angel of the Lord took the dark sword and pulled it out, and it was plunged into the Middle East. And it went into Iran. Okay, this is Hezbollah. Shit. This is Islam terrorism. Well, then, so this has been happening. This has been unfolding. But now I'm getting the evidence of what I saw at the end of January, February, the battle in the spiritual realm. I saw that this, maybe this was Daniel 12, Michael, the prince over God's people, but Iran is basically being, and Islam is being slammed and taken down by the Lord God himself, but it's also happening on the western coast of Peru, and these are falling, but what's serious about all of these collapsed governments that are falling is that millions of militants, and they're well-armed militants, are moving into California. It is an invasion. And it is happening. And now there's a ramp-up of the National Guard and the military in California. So the Lord, let the Lord be Lord. He's going, I wail, I weep, I, but I'm called to bring some through. It is this time and hour. There's a time and a season for everything. And the purging of the earth, the judgments of God are being released and manifested. Let's look at, and for what purpose? Well, when they open the embassy here, the big things for which I have in a podcast from the embassy opening on May 14th about truth and peace. I have a few brief things. But truth and peace is the issue. But how can you, who's the truth? I am the way, the life, and the truth. God is truth. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. You know, taqiyya is an Islamic doctrine. It says you can lie if you want to get your political, in order to further the political ambitions of Islam. Islam is a political system, veneered with demonic powers operating behind it. Let's just call it what it is. Been working in this field for a long time. And so this is a war against God. This is a war against the truth. the truth, the way, the life, and the truth. Even when Pilate said to Jesus, and if you saw Yeshua's wounded head, the big political issue, even over Rome, hello, Rome, Roman Catholicism, Roman Catholicism is a political system. It looks like a lamb. It's got the voice of a dragon. It's a veneer. And some political systems are economic. You know, we've heard people who've gone on to their next reward, Rockefeller and others, say that I don't care who rules the world. Just, you know, give me the purse strings. And this is the big issue behind California, is the purse strings. Huh? Resources. I'm not talking Bitcoin and manipulated, you know, digital currency that they've used to hijack and steal. This is your jubilee. And the deaths and the thievery and the slavery and the wickedness, is there's going to be a reset, all right. And there's going to be a lot of surprised people with this reset. It's not going to be what they think, because they made war against God and the truth. Zechariah 8. And so this woman, I thank her, Charlotte. Oh, she was awesome. Because it was a verification of what God had shown me in January. For me, you're not hearing this on the mainstream media. You're not going to hear it. So, because they want to kill the truth. You know. You know how the serpent is. Oh, did God really say that? He didn't mean it. This is what he... Here, let me give you my interpretation. This is what he really means. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Adonai Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies of heaven, the God of the Father Creator, rules over the entire universe. This is the Lord of hosts. I was jealous for Zion. Look, he sent Isaac here as a type of sacrifice, a redemptive sacrifice for the blood, for the land, for the title deed, because Satan stole it. He came to Mount Moriah. And if you look in on the day before, about, I have a picture of the U.S. Embassy and the three languages pointing the way in Jerusalem. And then under belief it says Kiryat Moriah, because it's about the blood covenant that he brought. Who's worthy to break open the seals? And I know it was the land that was slain from the foundation of the earth by his blood. See, he redeemed the blood of Abel. He redeems the land. He redeems Mount Moriah. He paid for this place in blood. And he's coming to bring deliverance to it now. I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy. And I was jealous for her with great fury. I said, this is locked in stone. As says the Lord, I am returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. I am returned to Zion, and he will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called, what's the first thing? A city of truth. So in the opening statements about, you know, you can't build peace based on lies. Hello? There was peace and truth were themes of the opening of the U.S. Embassy on the 70th anniversary. Yom Yerushalayim, the day, the year after, 51 years. Okay, remember, Jubilee is 49, the Shabbat's 50, and 51 is the override. So these are overlapping times, 70, 50, 100, 120. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. Is it that now? No. It's mixed bag. It's not going to be that way. It's in process to becoming the city of truth. And the mountain of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the armies of heaven, the holy mountain, this is, you know, in the war scrolls, and many who followed me have heard this before, that the scrolls were found at the Dead Sea practically the day before Jerusalem, Israel was separated, partitioned out of the Arab lands, November 29th, 1947. And the books were closed. It says in Daniel 12, until the time of the end. Close them up until the time of the end. Well, the books have been opened. The decree went out. The word of the Lord is going to his zeal was going to accomplish this. Thus says the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with a staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of this city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, Should it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts? Difficult, extraordinary. And it's kind of like there are peace. Children do play in the streets here, and yet war is all around. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Dedic, just like Father Enoch. You know, in the first chapter of the book of Enoch, and Enoch's quoted a lot in the books, especially in Jude, I'm coming, saw the Lord coming with ten thousands of his saints to execute judgment on the righteous and all those who speak against evil, against God. Like those who say that on the temple, you know, blaspheme, Antichrist, come against the anointed one, the Messiah, the Mashiach. I'm gonna witness against them. And righteous in truth. That says the Lord of hosts. And in the first book of Enoch, which I encourage you to read, even if you don't read anything else, this book is for the people of the Acharit Hayini in the last days, and the righteous ones. And they will see that the Son of Man, the Son of Adam, is coming. Who is that? The Messiah, the Deliverer, the Savior, to deliver the earth from the wickedness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you that hear in these days these words, by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the days that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. But now I will not be to the residue of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. It shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah, and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. So again I have thought in these days to do well to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear you not. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. In Hawaii. You know what my message was in Hawaii at the gates of this, the nation, the United States? The Brit nation, predicated, the documents predicated on covenant relationships with Puritans and the Pilgrims, predicated on the teachings out of the Torah, the Judeo-Christian ethic. It says, the fires in California are burning because you burn with lust, men with men and women with women. Turn and repent. The Spirit of God fell over people were recording me. Never done that in my life, ever. Haven't done it since. It was the turn or burn message. What's the burn? What's the, it's Korban. It's an offering slated for destruction. These are the things that you shall do. Speak every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. We will go with you. All right, amen and amen. Be blessed.